Last night in Paris, the city council voted not to send results of an investigation of the local economic development council to the state attorney general's office and the state comptroller's office. The motion was introduced by former mayor and current council member Dr. A.J. Hashmi. KUTR's Mark Haslett spoke with Hashmi about last night's vote.
Paris Mayor Matt Frierson voted against sending the investigation's findings to Austin. So did council members Dr. Richard Grossnickel, Edwin Pickle, and Benny Plata. They prevailed 4-3 over Hashmi, Aaron Jenkins, and Billy Sue Lancaster. Hashmi explained why he introduced the measure to send the results of the investigation of the Paris Economic Development Council to the office of Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, as well as to the state comptroller's office.
The confidence of the people of Paris has been shaken by this investigation. And I felt that people of Paris deserve answers as to how their taxpayer dollars were used, what they were used for, and if they were used inappropriately, who is held responsible for that. And that is why I made a motion that since there is a concern raised in the investigative report, that the matter be referred to the Texas Comptroller's Office and to the Texas Attorney General to apply appropriate laws and see whether there were transgressions or not.
The Paris Economic Development Council had been investigated by a private firm due to allegations of misappropriated funds. Hashmi said that while a state agency could investigate the matter without the council being involved, a referral from the council chambers would send the right message to people in Paris about city government demanding accountability when tax dollars are involved.
We are elected officials, and we represent the interest of the people of Paris from all 7 districts. And I felt that it was very important for the elected leaders to put the issue in front of the appropriate authorities so that appropriate action is taken. Now, does the Attorney General's office investigate on their own, or can a citizen refer the matter directly? Yes, they can. But we talk about accountability and transparency. And I think before we tell others about transparency and accountability, we ourselves should be transparent and accountable.
Hashmi pointed out that the private firm that conducted the investigation of the Paris EDC didn't have the subpoena powers that a state agency would. As for why the mayor and 3 council members voted against the initiative, Hashmi said he didn't know.
I think one of them probably tried to explain. I still do not understand the reasoning. One of the reasonings which was given was that they didn't want to bog the Attorney General's office with more paperwork. I mean, I don't understand that reasoning at all. But again, you know, I hope they voted their conscience, and that's all I'll say.
The Paris News reported that Paris Mayor Matt Frierson said last night he wanted to wait until after an upcoming joint meeting of the council and the Paris EDC on the topic of the investigation. That meeting is set for either September 15th or 16th. It's unclear whether Danny Deffenbaugh, who authored the investigation's findings, would attend that meeting. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.